It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Brady won't throw me the ball because he has no trust in me.
Rich.
I have a super dry tongue. Look.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Are we on the air?
Uh-huh. 98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich.
Hello, Mom.
And we just played audio of Rich and Nick at the PAX convention. And there is one very odd setup. And what makes it all the more odd is the person that's advertising it isn't there.
So I like, you're walking around, and it's just these gigantic monitors, and they put so much money into it. I mean, like, the Nintendo setup is unbelievable. They've got, you know, this massive screen, and they've got tons of different places where everyone can play these new games. And then over at, like, the, as I said, they got a setup that looks like an army bunker, and these zombies are running around. And then so to take your attention away from that, you got to do something pretty special. And there was one place that just had a simple sign for the game, and in front of it was a stand-up of John Lovitz.
And not just John Lovitz. John Lovitz wearing a Hawaiian shirt with sunglasses.
The best guest we've ever had on this program.
Lovitz. One of the all-time worst. And I have to say, whoever the marketing person was that came up with that, hire him. Brilliant. If you can disrupt in the middle of all of that noise and make you stop in your tracks and go, what the F is John Lovitz doing here? Then, my God, you deserve somewhat of a raise.
Like, so Lovitz is sitting there, and it's called We're Doomed, the Game of Global Panic. And then it's just Lovitz standing there.
Saying it's John Lovitz. I don't know if he has anything to do with it, or if they just said, hey, can we use you in a video game, Matt? He goes, sure. And they just put his face on it.
Or someone just came across a stand-up of John Lovitz.
Put it there, and it worked, and it got me to stop.
How much do you think you have to pay John Lovitz to make a cut out of him and put it next to a booth?
I mean, to use his likeness for this game, I mean, they probably paid him $10,000.
I'm saying that might be high.
I was going to say, maybe a bowl of soup?
I'd say $10,000.
Okay.
All right. I'm being told I don't want to take that. All right. A lot of people have theories on Magic the Gathering, but I think we've invested enough time in the Magic the Gathering conversation.
Listen, they're out doing stuff, and it's no nerdier or cooler than fantasy baseball.
Well, John, again, is coming into work tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
The not going to a bar, not going anywhere
social. The place where we normally go has been booked, I'm told, and there are no other places to go. Between here and New Hampshire.
Because Lord knows, here we are in West Texas.
I know.
So wait, so there's nowhere.
I don't know. I'm not in charge of this. I was told that this was the place. Marshall stepped in. Marshall Hook, who was in the same league with me, stepped in and volunteered this building to be used for the draft. And apparently everyone was on board with that.
So you're going to come to work at 8 a.m. Now,
yes.
Why is it at 8 a.m.?
I don't know why it's at 8 a.m. It just is.
Because it's going to be 6 hours, right?
It's going to be 6 hours. So instead of, say, noon to 6, we're going to do 8 to 2.
Okay, so you will get up. So you have to review notes and things. So will you be up late tonight?
No, I will not be up late tonight. I've kind of been slowly preparing for this over the last week. So got notes.
Okay, what time were you?
The way Rocky slowly prepared to fight Drago.
That's right. Been running mountains for weeks.
Yeah, he flew out to Alaska and started.
I've been running Stat Mountains for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he went, him and Bill Jamins.
And at the end, you know, just stand up on the top of the hill and yell, Hawk! Hawk!
Him and Bill James, like, right. They don't want to use any new equipment, so they still have, like, the DOS printer that goes.
That's right. Right,
they're doing it that
don't
way.
Don't need no stinking cheat sheets. I'm writing stuff down.
Yeah, Bill James just has all the box scores from last year, and they're sifting right. through them.
I had to sift through the box scores from yesterday to make sure I know who's playing where.
Yeah, because Tim Kurchin has stopped collecting box scores.
Yes.
All right, so you get here at 8 o'clock. So what time will you get up tomorrow?
7. Takes, what, 20, 25 minutes to get in here?
You don't want to have your things together, or will be the...
Oh, that gets done tonight. You know, you put out the clothes, and you put out the stats, and you put out the... I mean, you got the folder ready to go, rookie.
Okay,
you
now
just put the stuff out there.
Okay, is there a board with all the players' names that you can put up?
Yes, at the draft there is, yes.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Yes, with stickers for each player that you put under. Sure.
Okay.
Yep.
Who has to make that?
It's provided by the company we are the website we're running this draft through.
Can't you do this all online? Mike says you can.
You can. You absolutely. I didn't know you could do auctions online. Honestly, until yesterday, I had no idea that this is a possibility. But this was a social event. We used to do it at a bar in northern Massachusetts. And, you know, we'd go and there was some drinking and you go downstairs and have lunch and take a break at like 11:30 or noon and go downstairs to the bar and have lunch. But that has changed this year where we're going to a place here where there's no restaurants nearby and there's no food nearby. So, but actually there is. It's a Star Market up the street. So
you guys should break for lunch at Star Market.
That's right.
And it never gets boring.
No, I actually enjoy myself. Yes.
Okay. Who do you got your... What pick are you?
As I said, it's an auction for you, so you have a certain amount of money to spend. What players do I really want?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'd love to have Mookie Betts on my team, but he's going to cost a lot, and that would take away from the depth of my team.
The strategy.
Yes.
So you're inviting people who... Nobody knows, really. Like, there are people that you don't even know who they are.
No, I know everyone. Everyone in the league is back from last year.
Oh, okay.
So I know.
So you trust all of them to come into this building?
Yes, I do.
Where you have to have a key card usually to get in.
Yes, that's
okay.
Correct.
All right.
Yes.
What are they going to do here on the week? I mean, what are these guys going to
go up here?
They've disguised themselves over the years.
They're going to attack Ryan Johnson.
Our station is known to have giant boxes of weed in the basement.
Oh, that's
so.
A good point.
I mean, these guys, yep. They do that. All right. Yeah. Well, enjoy yourself.
Thank you.
Now, you won't be taking Chris Sale.
No, I will not be taking Chris Sale.
Because you're very concerned about his performance.
I am. I'm concerned about Sale's performance when coupled with what happened the second half of each of the last two seasons.
Yeah, I mean,
his velocity is down. He was up, and again, Alex Cora was really quick to point out his velocity was 94. It's right about where it was last year in his first start, so I'm not worried about that. Well... His velocity wasn't 94 in the second inning, and it wasn't 94 in the third. There was a somewhat significant drop of a couple miles an hour from inning one to inning three, and he got no swing and misses on fastballs last night. So I don't think that happened in the first start of last season. Well, something is different, and I'm not saying Sale can't pitch his way out of this, but what I am saying is it's a warning here. I mean, great pitchers like Sale can figure it out on any given day, you know, and if he can't throw 98 or 99 anymore, you know, I'm sure he can figure out a way to be effective while getting by on breaking stuff and spotting his fastball correctly. But there's a problem here that needs to be solved.
Well, also, I mean, if you take a look, he hasn't really pitched a ton in the last 8 months. He pitched only 17 regular season innings after the last week of July. In the playoffs, he only pitched 15 innings over 14 games. And
only had 9 innings during spring training. And the pitching geniuses on social media tell me, you know, power pitchers like him need to ramp up. He's not going to throw 98 or 99 until Memorial Day or June.
How about he hasn't made it to 6 innings since the end of July?
They don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear that. They say, you know, Jesus Christ, are we talking about this already?
They take the Lord's name in vain?
3 outs into the season, yes.
I don't like that.
Are you on social media engaging with these people during the game?
Not nearly as often as I used to be. But yes, occasionally I do.
Because you know they're just going to be cruel.
Of course. Yes.
I don't know why you put yourself into that.
They're not as mean to me as they are to you.
I'm not on there anymore. I'm not on there because I don't need to be fired. And there's this whole thing with Patton Oswalt going on right now.
I understand.
Every time they're getting comedians having to block their accounts, there's a whole thing. You can research it if you want. All right, Josh, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey.
What's up?
Hey, yeah. Anyways, I had a question. What's Wallach's deal? Why is he why does he do this to Hardy every morning? It seems like in the crossover, he actually has a problem making his rounds in the right time frame. Why is it that Hardy always has to stand around and wait? I don't think it makes Wallach a bad guy, but I'm just curious. What's his deal?
You're saying it takes a long time getting out of his seat.
Yeah,
it takes me about 90 seconds.
Turnover. Why does everybody else get out of their seats? I feel like bad for Hardy because he's just standing there waiting for like 5 minutes every single time.
It's not 5 minutes.
Yeah, Wallach.
What is Wallach's deal? I love Wallach.
Well, these guys, when the show is over...
Wallach.
I understand that. When the show is over, these two gentlemen, you know, turn the mics off. They're able to get up and leave. I have to stay and do the update at 10 o'clock. Which takes a little extra time, and then I have to log off the computer, which I share with Hardy. So that takes a little extra time. And Hardy, to give him complete credit, is not upset with any of this.
No, he doesn't seem upset. I'm just curious because of all the crossovers between all the different shows every week, every day. You're the only one that has something of a holdup.
Takes 90 extra seconds. That's all it takes.
Yeah, but why are you the only one? Well, I love you to death.
But I'm a bad guy. I understand.
Only one that takes 90 seconds to get off the chair and for the crossover.
You can't take 90 seconds. What have we evolved to as a society? I ask you.
Rodney Mullen, thank you so much for calling in. And no one will get that reference except for about three people.
I know who he is.
But have you ever seen the Paul Peralta documentary?
No, but I know that I've seen him skate.
Well, just go ahead and check it out.
Okay.
All right. What are you doing? All right. Okay. Bird holds up fingers and things like that. And it gets very distracting.
Oh, boy.
All right. We'll be right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Sports Hub. For the latest podcasts, for the latest sports news, and for Tutcher and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
Yep. Bop. Bop. 98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Tutcher and Rich. A lot of flack yesterday, Rich, about my story about my paddleboarding incident.
Like flack?
Yeah, a lot of people.
Well, because you opened yourself up and you have no problem.
You know, if you don't know, I went, I'll tell the story very quickly. I went on a paddleboarding excursion when I was on vacation, and I fell several times. That's obviously something faulty with the board. And despite the fact that there were like 15-year-old girls that were able to get up and do it. I swallowed a bunch of water. I ended up getting up and paddling around, and then I fell again, and then I started vomiting on the board. Then I started desperately trying to get back the 500 yards to where you would get out of the water, and had to go help, and then have the guy come by, grab his leash, and he paddled me in.
Okay, the only question that I heard, and I heard it a decent amount yesterday, was why are you swallowing water when you fall in all the time?
Because you don't, know. Like, if you go into, okay, have you ever written like body surfed?
Yeah, of course.
And you know when the water crashes, you get the water in your mouth.
Barely.
Okay, when I when you fall,
because usually when I feel it going, I close my mouth and I hold my breath.
Well, when I fell, the water went up in my mouth. It's happened to me before. I've told the stories before. I mean, when you're falling, you're trying not to fall.
Sure.
And then and sometimes you fall without even like knowing you're going to fall. You understand what I'm saying? You're standing on something and you're trying to contort your body not to fall. And then sometimes, you know, you just go in and the water goes up your nose.
Okay.
Say,
so it was more the water up your nose, not you actually swallowing the water.
Oh, I swallowed water.
Okay. Because that's two parts. It would be like, one, you could close your mouth. And then if the water did get in, you could spit it out.
It's not like your mouth fills with a ton of water.
Because I don't involuntarily swallow a lot.
If you fall directly into the water pushes itself within your orifices.
Okay, so it just shoots down your throat. You're not actually making the effort to swallow.
If it's a 90-degree day and you get enough salt water in your stomach, you're going to puke.
So okay, I see. I understand.
Yeah. So I mean, a lot of guff from that.
Well, Danny Ainge gave you guff. I will say. That
I mean, you said it was non-athletic.
I don't know. That's not athletic. I mean, you had to keep getting back up. That's more work than just standing on the paddle.
Getting off. You're in there in the water, and you got to get back up on it.
I think he just said, "Oh, Fred." Like he was disappointed. It was like when your like parents are disappointed in you,
or he's like your older brother. You're like, "Oh, Fred."
I had to ask my wife 5, like 10 times how embarrassing that was.
What was her answer?
You were sober, so.
Lesser of two evils.
Yeah,
I get it. Like,
all right. You do so many embarrassing things that the idea that you are sober and legitimately trying.
Right.
Was not.
It was more charming, right? As long as you're giving it your best,
right? I was giving it my best, and she said, you know, I was trying something because in all reality, I mean, if I fell, I didn't want to do it, and if I fell, like I really didn't want to do it. The last thing I wanted to do is go paddle boarding through stupid mangroves for 2 hours. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like fun. Mm-hmm. Like, oh wow, hey, this is great. Like teach me about the mangroves. Now you'll see they grow down. Oh, interesting. So I knew it sucked and I couldn't do it and I didn't want to do it anymore. And it would all be fine if I like punk rocked it out of there and said, screw this, I don't need your money. But instead, I started becoming a vomitous mess.
When you got pulled back, you were towed back.
There you go. That is the point where I kind of.
Falling, everyone's going
to.
Listen,
everyone
not everyone's
can relate to falling. Everyone can relate to probably puking on occasion. The getting towed back by the guy. See, so I've done the BMX thing here where I realized how fat I was. I've put videos up of me getting my back hair removed. I've done several things. If I had a video of that, I would not put it on the internet. Like, that's where I draw the line. And you know what? I made light of it yesterday and, you know, told the story. It quite honestly haunts me. Like, it's haunting me.
Because I can imagine the visual. It's like everyone's on the paddle board.
Yes.
And then there's the one guy in the water getting dragged.
Yes. It's worse than that. So I'm up on the paddle board and he's like, don't worry, the water's, because there's a lot of wind. But again, 15-year-old girls are doing this. And people who've never paddle boarded before. So he's like, don't worry, when we get to mangroves, the wind's going to stop. And I'm sitting there, and I can't paddle through this water. And I can't get... So these people are all standing around on paddle boards who've never done it before, waiting for me.
Yeah.
And then I finally bite it again and go, screw this. I get to the other side of the mangrove, and I'm like, see you guys later. And Stephanie's with me. And then they can hear me vomiting. So eventually the guy comes by and he goes, and I'm holding the board with my body in the water and trying to kick my way into the fire. It's 500 yards. I'm trying to kick my way into it.
And you can't.
And he's like, do you think you can do it? And I'm like, I can do it. And then I'm like, and then Stephanie's like, he needs help.
Then they throw out the rope and
there's no rope. I grab the guy's leash.
The fact that it's a leash, too, like, is even better.
Here's the thing, is that I could go back there in 10 years.
Hang on. It's the leash that attaches to you. Okay,
yes.
So is it like attached to your wrist?
No,
and he's just dragging
I'm grabbing it, and he's dragging me. But in fairness, he only dragged me a couple hundred yards, and then I said, I got a couple hundred yards.
I only dragged me a couple football fields.
That's a long way.
Well, I paddled in the last 300 yards.
Were there people on the beach taking pictures?
No, but I could go back there in 10 years, and they would know who I am.
And really, that's all that matters, isn't
that's right.
it?
And think about all the people that go out and paddleboard over the time, and he'll remember you.
I can legitimately never go back there again. And like, if I go back to Turks and Caicos at one time,
I stayed at a different resort.
No, it wasn't at my resort.
Oh,
I would be like nervous that I'd run into the guy. So it's that bad.
Is that okay? How many places do you have in your life that you embarrass yourself so bad that you could never go back?
That's interesting. I'd have to think about it.
Because I'd have to think about that too. Like, how many places do you fear I can't show up because I did something so horribly embarrassing that I wouldn't be able to handle?
There's here's the deal, is that there's people that I'd be embarrassed to see again.
Oh yeah.
And that happens a lot.
Oh yeah. There was one person who was like very, very nice to our family and did something really, really nice. And I remember my son, who was, I think he was like 4 at the time, walked up to her while we were talking to her and said, "You got a big old fat booty, lady. Fat booty." And I was like, "Oh, Jesus, yeah. You got to be kidding
you
me.
You got to.
And I was like, I can't ever talk. I can't look at this woman again.
Yeah, there's people that like I've had arguments with that if I ran into them, it would be super weird. So like at certain places, I'm petrified. See, the thing about like a bar is if you don't do anything like wrong, you give it like a month and then let everything settle down. But truly not to be able to go someplace. I mean, I'm sure people are going to call in and go, "I'll never come back here." But to my knowledge, I'd have to think about it because I'm sure there's a few. But there's like a restaurant in Anguilla I could never go back to because the owner of it I thought was hitting on Stephanie, so I kept challenging him to fight.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
I never heard this story.
There's not much more to it than that.
So what did you say to him?
Okay, so this bar was like, it's not like a, it was like an, it's more of an out, it's like an outdoor bar, but it's like just a bar.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying? There's like not tables and stuff.
Okay.
Like it's just like on a beach.
Right.
And there was this expat that was there. It's an incredibly small island. I love Anguilla, but it's this incredibly small island. And the owner, there was not a lot of people there, and the owner was this guy, and he was like giving Stephanie free drinks and this and that. And then I'm like, what the hell are you doing? Like, I just became convinced that he was hitting on Stephanie, and I'm like, what the hell are you doing? What the F's wrong with you? Like, da da da. And he was like, it's cool. And I'm like, it's not cool. And then Stephanie made me get out of there. And then the next morning was like, I can't believe you did that. And I'm like, I was protecting your honor. Kevin, go ahead.
Wow, so we got a successful Boston sports talk show host that can't even stand on a paddleboard. You know, I hate to say this, but you're probably going to be the next YouTube sensation under the title, "Check Out This Mess."
Well, if they filmed it, I'll sue
them. Lying in a fetal position saying, "Dad, please just go back to the hotel."
I wasn't with my kids. They couldn't have handled that.
My wife making love to the guy in the cabana while this was all going on? Come on, you're representing.
Representing what? Representing fat dads, which I've become. Tried to play a basketball game like 2 weeks ago and like made it like 5 minutes in. Not good. I got to get my life together. That was a humiliating thing.
So, would you consider
what
that?
Is other thing? There's other stuff I've completely failed at. Oh, I'd go back there, but one time Crash had a ski thing, and I went up there with him, and I was taking, and the listeners like called in,
yeah,
and were there, and I was doing the ski lesson, and there was like, you know, everyone else was a beginner. And the guy goes, what's wrong with your right leg? Have you ever broken it or had some condition? I'm like, well, I cut it and had to wear like a thing on it for like, you know, a couple months years ago. He goes, yeah, your right leg is super super weak.
Just thought he was just flat out. Just
and he said it in front of everybody. He goes, you're right. So like every time I try something, that's why I don't do activities. That's why I didn't want to do it. Because every time I try, it's like my dad's boat. Like, I am not capable of getting that back into the dock. He's in my head so much that I can't do it.
You'll never be humiliated if you just never try. That's what I say.
That's what I tell my kids. I say, you stay right in your comfort zone.
Don't shoot for the moon.
I say, you stay right there where it's comfortable. I know, my wife had her own things going on that vacation bothering me, so.
What?
That's, don't worry about it. Okay. I spent a day just listening to blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
All right. So we have the stat coming up, Rich. What are some things we'll discuss?
All right. Well, we will have a referee finally chimes in on this whole new pass interference rule where you can challenge it or challenge one that wasn't called, and it sounds like it's going to be a cluster F. Also, a legitimate trade possibility that the Celtics could make that doesn't involve Jason Tatum for Anthony Davis.
All right, here are the headlines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Toucher and Rich are back on TV.
I really didn't know that.
Twitch.tv. Follow the Sports Hub. Watch and react with 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what's going on?
Real quick. So, like, while you're in here, I want to ask you a quick question. So, there's somebody posted this thing this morning that was driving me insane. So, it's a picture of a guy holding a tray of food. And
what's up?
On the you saw this, right, Uzo?
Oh, my God. Okay.
So, this guy's holding a tray of food. And on it, it looks like he has two double quarter pounders, two burgers that look like a quarter pounder with bacon. One looks like think of 10 McNuggets.
Yeah, like a 10 piece, not a 50.
Yeah, 10 piece, two large sodas. Fries and two Cokes.
Yeah.
And he posted $1,500 to finish all this within 8 hours. Putter, would you do it? And I'm looking at that and without even like being like trying to be funny, I could do that in 45 minutes, no problem. Like is
I could literally
joke?
Eat half that, no problem, like for a normal lunch, but I wouldn't do it now. But if I like gunned it ahead, I could pound that. In that time.
Oh,
that, easy. So, 40. I put 40, 40 minutes.
40 30, minutes.
Probably 30, 35. Realistically, from a filet of fish standpoint, I know it's Lent. A lot of people eat them now, even given Friday. Great deal right now. $2-5 at McDonald's.
The most filet of fish sandwiches I've eaten at once is 7.
Oh, wow.
I could do 7.
It's the soft bun and like, they're really like, they're 3 bites for me.
It goes down so easy. So do quarter
and
pounders.
They're steamed. Quarter pounders got a little oomph to
but
it.
But quarter pounders are like soft. Like,
filet
even, like,
fish
the meat
is like eating air.
Yeah, I know. That is true. And the thing is like about fries.
Extra tartar, I'll have 6 or 7 easy.
Has anyone ever stopped eating fries saying, hey, I'm full? No, you stop eating fries when the fries are gone. It's like breathing air. It's like you don't say, I'm just going to stop breathing.
4 French fries in a bag.
No, right. No one has ever like just said, oh, I'm full. You stop eating fries when the fries are gone. So that's like not even a challenge. But I mean, this is something that I would say
that's
in
no
college.
Challenge. You want to watch a challenge? Watch that Man versus Food like on Travel
Network. He
always fails because you got to eat 8 pounds of meat.
My dad, honestly, I swear.
Adam Richmond used to be the best at it.
Yeah, but he annoyed me. He went to Yale drama.
So annoying.
That Casey guy is really annoying. But Richmond would fail all the time, too. My dad, honestly, I'm not making this up. You know how they have that thing where if you eat every steak on the menu?
Yeah, yeah.
He could do it twice.
That's the one in Texas, and I've seen that one.
That's the old 96er. My dad.
That's not John Candy. I'm talking about you watch the Man versus Food. Yeah. Texas.
It's the same thing. It's the one in Amarillo. Yeah, it's the big 96.
The big 96.
That's where they got it from in the Great Outdoors. Good. Yep.
Yeah, my father could do the old 96er or the big 96er 1.5 times without getting up. My mom will just put on, he doesn't care what meat it, randomly diets and stuff like that, but if he's going,
you got to get the right steak.
It's a kind of meat that I don't know what it is.
Okay,
like it's just like,
it's like blue.
Yeah.
Well, it has sort of blue stuff.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and she just puts it on high on the grill.
Yeah,
and gives it to my dad, and we'll be eating our salad before dinner, and he'll be done. Like he can eat it legit. You could give him a porterhouse, which is nothing compared to what he eats. But you could give him a porterhouse and he could finish it in 5 minutes.
Oh, jeez, man. Rich, I want you to Google something right now. It's in Chicopee, Massachusetts. And my daughter goes to UMass. I finally convinced my wife that next time we go to UMass, I guess Chicopee's out that way. I have no clue where Chicopee is. I thought it's far. There's a diner out there that has this prime rib. And it's literally 4 to 5 inches thick. I saw it on a Phantom Gourmet. And it is must go to
I've heard dining. Of this place.
And to see the pictures of the slab of meat. At this diner, it's Betsy's
Bernie's Dining Depot. Diner. Yeah. Oh Bernie's my God! Look at that picture.
Look at that. Retweet that out, Rich. You want a steak? You want a piece of prime rib? Zoe's gonna crush that one day.
Oh, I can only eat like a 6-inch filet. Yeah, I know I'm fat and everything, but it's not from food.
It's not even steak. It's like a fast food burger. I could just destroy. I don't know. You've known me forever,
right?
Have you ever seen me eat?
Yes,
I eat an enormous amount when I want to. Like, I can just eat
I've
until
seen
I
you
stop.
Eat 2 Subway footlongs just sitting there.
And I would still want more, but
what
I know
was the
that
thing you had
it.
In Phoenix? The hot dog?
Oh, yeah, the one that they had at Alice Cooper's Cooperstown, which is that gigantic, I think it was like a, how many pounds was the hot
killed
dog?
Killed that, too. That was amazing.
But it's just one of those things where I don't know why I can continue to eat like that, but that stupid thing just made me angry this morning. It was like $1,500 for like something that in college I probably would have eaten. You know, maybe that's 2 meals for me, but it's still, I could have crushed that.
Oh, you get $1,500 or just someone saying?
It's just a guy like saying, you know, $1,500 to finish all this in 8 hours. Could or would you do it? And
8 hours, I could do that in 8 hours.
Sure, you could. 8 hours is essentially 3 meals. Like, think about it. You wake up in the morning. Let's say you have, you know, like we get like a late breakfast. So let's say you eat like 10 and maybe you have like something when you get up at like 1 or something before you take a nap, like a late lunch. And then you eat again at dinner at 6. That's only 3 meals almost. You can fit within 8 hours.
Yeah.
Like every 4 hours, if you have a meal, you know, one at the beginning, one in the middle, and then one at the end, you could totally
How many pizzas would that equate to?
Maybe 2.
Because I could eat easily 2 thin crust Domino's pizzas. Easily.
Yeah.
Easily. I would contend most could.
You ever had the moment where you look up and you realize you crushed an entire pizza and you're still hungry?
When you've walked away from it and then you keep walking back to it.
right. It's like, I'm done. Because the older you get, you know it's not good for you.
Right.
And you're just like, oh, I'm done. And then you're just like, damn it. There's certain times where you just go, F it. I'm waking up like sick in the morning. I don't care. I'm going to continue to eat until I can't eat anymore.
Yeah.
Like, this is the day I'm going down. This is the day it all changes.
Well, that's the thing is that, like, I can only have, like, 3 beers before I get, like, full. And that's what
That's what kills me.
Beer's different. Like liquid for some reason is different because I do get the bloat. Like, I can't just continue to drink beer like that.
Yeah, that's the thing is that I'll go out with guys and they're able to sit down and have like 7 beers. And I'm like, I can't do that. So I got to find, like, I got to start drinking hard liquor. And then you look like an idiot, even though you're consuming the same amount of liquor, because you're sitting there drinking liquor.
You look like an idiot. Who's these judgmental bastards that you're going out with?
Everyone I feel is judging me. It's from doing this job my entire adult life.
That's right. All the feedback we get.
I had this conversation with my wife. It's like, just as humans, like, we always think people are thinking about us. Not on the radio, but like, you have this perception in your mind, and if you think about it, just how crazy it is that, like, you say, like, you embarrass yourself and like, da-da. Like, we have this, like, everyone does. You have this, you know, thing in your mind that everyone's constantly thinking about you. Like, you know, like, oh, that Fred. And then they, like, just sit there all day, like, thinking about it.
Sure.
Yeah. So, I feel everyone's judging.
Yeah, possibly. And by the way, that Taco Bell that has been teased to be opening at Downtown Crossing, like, they're doing that to torture me. It's never going to open. There's been a sign in the window for almost a year now, and it hasn't opened.
Okay. Oh. I could eat an enormous amount of Taco Bell.
Well, Taco Bell might be the fast food restaurant that I could destroy the most amount of items, just like single items in front of me. Like, you, like, if you put a taco in front, like, how many straight up tacos could you eat there?
Like chicken soft tacos?
Oh God,
I don't know. It, like, it's like an
eight or nine.
It's like an unquantifiable number. Like, I could eat. I have anywhere from like 10 to 20.
It depends what time of the day.
I mean, I really could if I just sat down. I mean, I could probably eat 5 bean burritos. But then I would have to try.
See, the bean burritos would kind of, like, that does feel like it's getting stuck. Like the refried beans, no.
See, I love them. But the thing is, like a chicken soft taco, I can't.
Can't eat enough.
Because I don't even eat like a ton, like in a setting. But I could, Lord knows. I mean, there's really, I couldn't tell you the limit. Because really, if you took a chicken soft taco and made it its actual size, it's like an inch by an inch.
It's like the size of a golf ball.
Yeah, exactly.
You just like wadded it up.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the best way to eat it for fast consumption.
No problem.
I like where your head's at, and I like what I'm thinking about doing after the show is over right now. Yeah, this is good.
You lucky bastards with a Taco Bell near you.
Yes, sir.
And that's the other thing. That commercial keeps running. Like, hey, delivery of Taco Bell. Like, not in my area, a-hole.
And then the Jimmy John's thing where it has to be a mile, as if that's like a positive. Like, it can only be a mile. Great. Well, I can't get any. Superb. All right, we'll be right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Sports.
There's someone very special I want you guys to meet.
Tucker and Rich.
I just want to tell you both good luck.
On 98.5, The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Tucker and Rich. Rich, what do you got?
No Mike Lockhart. production genius, has been in the other room, Fred, and he whipped together a little something, and I have not heard this yet. Let's let it roll.
Concordia Pegasus.
I like elf ears. You play as wizards.
Dolphin's automaton.
I've eaten a lot of Cheez-Its in my day.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Not bad. Not bad.
All right, let's go. Jay, go ahead.
Hey, couple beers, no beers.
Hey, what's up, Jay? What's up, man?
Hey, I want to say, first of all, I was on vacation almost all week, so I didn't get to listen as much as I usually do. I got to say, Fred, I'm so happy you're back.
You're the one.
Rich went, they did the sex talk thing, which was funny, but he did like the entire next show.
I don't want to hear about that.
Well, about the having your first talk?
Yeah, I don't want to. Come on. Believe me, you're the one. Ted, people love Ted Johnson.
Well, he's great.
Do they love Ted Johnson?
He's great on the air, man. He's awesome.
They love Teddy J.
Mm-hmm.
I got no room for me.
Don't think they love Ted Johnson and not you. I just think when he's in here, he's always good.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean they're picking one over the other.
Just like the call said, Ted, no Fred.
Once again.
Ted, no Fred.
You gotta turn off the Twitter in your mind, you know?
Well, listen. I'm not going to let someone sit here and insult Rich, especially since I've been insulted so much since I've been back.
We've been in this business a while. I think if something like that doesn't quite get in our heads.
All right. So what's the deal there? You guys talked about this when I was gone, but there's the furthering review, which is exciting, and I like to hear people's getting on the side of this is a good thing when it's not. It's entirely terrible.
Well, the thing about all of this is that not only are there more things to review with, you know, being able to say that you can throw a flag on any kind of pass interference, whether it's called or not called, but then in the last 2 minutes of every half, it goes to the booth.
Yeah.
So you're going to have stoppage after stoppage after stoppage after stoppage. And here is an actual referee. This is Teddy Bruschi yesterday on ESPN. He was interviewing, I forget what the name of this guy is, but he's a referee in the NFL, and here's what he had to say.
If we're going to go strictly by the rule, you know, that little contact or that bang just before the ball gets there is a foul. Now, as a replay official up there making that decision, you know, I'm on the field. I see that. It's bang, bang. I'm going to let it go. But if I'm watching it under the camera, looking at it in slow motion, am I going to go ahead and stop the game and say, hey, this is a foul under the rules? And that's where I think we're going to be going really down a slippery slope here, because you guys know that what happens out there, it happens so quickly, and those defensive backs are so good that the timing is so good. But now if we start slowing it down, are we going to be stopping the game too often to put penalty flags down? It's going to be a tough call for the guys.
In other words, throw the flag on everything, because almost everything could be called pass interference when you stop and you look at the tape.
Right.
So anyone says it's not going to... That was the most BS thing we're saying.
Fred, we were discussing this. The hand fighting that goes on down the field now comes back into play.
I've said it since this is
real quick, because the big point that the people who are for this are making is like, they still only have two challenge flags. Do you know how many challenges are going to end up being approved? If you get it right, you get to keep your flag. So you can throw that thing over and over and over and over again.
You get an extra one.
Okay, well, you get either way, you get to keep it, so you can continue to throw your challenge flags. And on top of that, there's more things to challenge when you throw that in there.
And in the last 2 minutes on a deep ball down the field, I mean, there's hand fighting. There's that little bump Antonio Brown or Odell Beckham will give the defensive back right as the ball gets there to give himself that extra 6 inches he needs to make the catch. That's offensive pass interference.
I don't even know why you draft the receiver now. I mean, just pick them up off the heap. I mean, there's no
anyone can go deep and draw an interference penalty.
That's
true.
Go old school Al Davis and just get sprinters.
Yep.
And just have them sprint downfield.
And hold flopping contests. Like, you better teach these guys how to flop perfectly, because this is going to be an art now. Because think about it. Before that 2 minutes, every pass is going to be, if you've got challenge flags, why not throw a bomb? Why not go for it? Do it over and over and over again.
I just want to add that the Patriots start on the Sunday night of week 1 of the season. How late do you think that game's going to end with the new rules in place?
I don't know.
12:15, 12:30.
I don't know why. I don't know why they find this necessary. I have no idea why they. It like everyone needs it to be perfect. Everyone needs it to be perfect.
Well,
just Scott, you do the games. You want them to.
I can't wait to scream every time there's contact. Yep. They just give me a. This gives me a legitimate pitch. Yep. Like everybody makes fun of me. Oh, you homer, you could. Yeah, when there's contact down there, throw it. Throw it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
The worst thing the league did, and Bertrand was right on this, they put out that GIF or JIF or whatever that little video is called of the Brandon Cooks drop in the end zone that they said, well, that's going to be PI now. Where Gilmore is looking back for the ball mm-hmm. and trying to locate Cooks with his right hand, and he like, kind of grabs
okay,
it.
Okay, how do you play defensive back?
You can't anymore. And I feel bad for the defense. I really do.
It's like boxing out in basketball.
Can't grab them.
Like boxing out in basketball, if you go and the shot's up, you go and find your man with your back.
It's filling people out
yes,
with your body.
Yes, exactly.
Any sense.
Maybe you try to run your face into their hand, the receiver's hand, so it looks like you're the one being impeded. Maybe there's an art now to make defensive pass interference.
So if you're going to throw it, I'm just going to take people off.
So if I have to look back towards the ball, because that's what I have to do, how the hell am I supposed to know where the guy I'm guarding is if I can't use my hand?
Well, wait until that. Now, that was actually an accurate throw by Goff. Wait till the ball's underthrown, like a bad throw.
Joe Flacco perfected
that. You're gonna help placate an offense and give an offense a better opportunity because of a poor throw by a quarterback. Yeah. Because the ball falls short, the DB turns and runs into a receiver. Here come the flags.
Everyone needs that. Every football, everything needs to be perfect. Everything needs to be right. Jesus. You want to get out of those games. You can't tell me that in Buffalo, you're in Buffalo in whatever that, let's just say they're playing in December.
All right, you're up 20, and next thing you know, here we go, we're stopping the game.
Like, yeah, you're going to want to get the hell out of there.
Get out of here. Right?
You're going to want to get out the hell out of there.
Buffalo,
you're going to be
so
trapped
gross.
There.
It's so gross.
You're going to be trapped there.
Got a little nerd fest tomorrow, Wallach, here at the station.
Hell yeah. I mean, that really is bad.
That's how you want to spend a Saturday.
I'm a nice man. It was not my first choice, but here I am, so I will be here.
Are you in the suite tomorrow?
No. Okay. I'm in the crowd. Man, I'm down where you and I hang out with the people.
Okay.
I'll be there if anybody wants to buy me a beer.
I'll be at PAX, so we'll both be like, you know, amongst a million people at the same time.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. All right, so go see Rich at PAX, where he'll be hanging out, and go see Scott Zolak at the...
Pack it.
At the Bruins game. All right, so that'll do it for us. Everyone have a fantastic weekend. It's going to be a nice day tomorrow. Why don't you go out and pick some lilies?
Keep saying it. Haven't seen it yet. Wait on it.
Go pick some lilies. That's right. Everyone have a great day. Bye.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling helpline.
lifelinema.org.